Listen diligently concerning these things, for in the last days shall come seducing spirits that shall turn many of my anointed ones away into falsehood. Many shall fall through diverse lusts and become, because sin is abounding. But you will seek me diligently, and I will put my spirit within you. When one shall turn to the right hand or to the left, you shall not turn with them, but keep your eyes wholly on me. The coming days are the most dangerous, difficult, and dark, but there shall be a mighty outpouring of my spirit upon many cities, and many other cities destroyed. My people must be diligently warned concerning the days that are ahead. Many shall turn after seducing spirits. Many are already seducing my people. It is those who do righteousness that are righteous. Many cover their sins by great theological words, but I warn you of seducing spirits who instruct my people in evil. Many of these I shall anoint, but that they may purify and sift my people, for I would have a holy people. Many shall come with seducing spirits and hold out lustful enticements. You will find that after I have visited my people again, the way shall become more and more narrow, and fewer shall walk in it. But be not deceived, the ways of righteousness are my ways. For though Satan comes as an angel of light, don't listen to him. For those who perform miracles and speak not righteousness are not of me. I warn you with great intensity that I am going to judge my house and have a church without spot or wrinkle when I come. I desire to open your eyes and give you spiritual understanding that you may not be deceived, but may walk with uprightness of heart before me, loving righteousness and hating every evil way. Look to me, and I will make you to be able to perceive with the eyes of the Spirit the things that lurk in the darkness that are not visible to the human eye. Let me lead you in this way that you may perceive the power of darkness and battle against them. It's not a battle against flesh and blood, for if you battle in that way, you accomplish nothing. But if you let me take over and battle against the powers of darkness, then they are defeated, and then liberation is brought to my people. I warn you to search the Scriptures diligently these last days. For the things that are written shall indeed be made manifest. There shall come deceivers among my people in increasing numbers, who shall speak forth the truth and shall gain the favor of the people. For the people shall examine the Scriptures and say, what they say is true. Then when they have gained the hearts of the people, then and then only shall they bring out false doctrines. Therefore I say that you should not give your heart to them, nor hold people's persons in high esteem. For these very persons shall Satan enter into and seduce my people. Do not think a seducer will brandish a new heresy and flaunt it before the people. He will speak the words that seem to be true and right. He will appear as a minister of light, declaring the word. The people's hearts shall be won. Then when the hearts are won, they will bring out their false doctrines, and the people shall be deceived. They will say, did he not speak so and so? And did we not examine it from the Scriptures? Therefore he must be a righteous man. This is that he has now spoken, and we do not see it in Scripture, but it must be right because we trust this man. Don't be deceived. For the deceiver will first work to gain the hearts of many, and then shall bring forth his insidious doctrines. You cannot discern those who are of me and those who are not of me when they start to preach. You seek me constantly, and then when the false doctrines are brought out, you will have the witness in your heart that these things are not from me.